Welcome to Season 2 of The Corporate Life, where we elevate the game for businesses and the top-level executives and corporate leaders. If Season 1 was about living a fantastic corporate life, Season 2 is about going deeper into the realms of big financial achievements and profound work satisfaction. Hi, I'm Hina Siddiqui, your host and a seasoned corporate warrior who's danced between loving and hating her corporate roles for years. I get it. The highs, the lows, the challenges, and the triumphs. In Season 2, we are bringing you unique insights, powerful tools, and inspiring conversations with experts and thought leaders in the corporate industry. So whether you are a top-level executive, a business owner, or someone aspiring to reach those heights, fasten your seatbelts. This season is your passport to conquering the corporate world with financial heroism and unwavering work fulfillment. Let's redefine success together. Hi, this is Hina Siddiqui and you are listening to the Corporate Life Podcast. We all love a good story, don't we? There is something magical about interesting stories that captivate us, teach us, and stay in our minds long after the tale is told. Get excited because today we are diving into the magical power of sharing our story in the corporate world. Now imagine, what if our own stories could do more than just fill our personal archives? What if they could be the catalyst to transcend our limits, bring about healing, and even make a profound impact in the corporate settings we navigate daily? I'm delighted to have an amazing guest with us today to talk about this topic, the incredible Lani Love. She's not just an award-winning spiritual psychology coach, a best-selling author, and the CEO of a bigger mission ORG. She's also a proud mom to a neurodivergent son. Lani, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so wonderful to be here. And I love talking about story.
So Lani, you often talk about the transformative power of sharing our stories to transcend limits and make a real impact. So can you shed some light on that, especially considering the hesitancy in the corporate world to open up about personal experiences?
Yeah, I think that dynamic is changing as we look at business and corporations and vision and innovation. We're really being more drawn to companies that share authenticity and values, and we can do that through our story. You know, all of us are human beings. We're all human beings, and we all have businesses that are designed to create solutions for humans or to provide services. And so because of the fact that we are so innately drawn to story, it helps to add an extra dimension and a level of trust and interest in business when stories are shared and told.
Yeah, right. It adds much more to the authenticity levels because when we do that, as we talk more about it, we'll just, you know, peel more layers of the onion on this. Yeah. So before that, I'm curious to hear your story because I know that you are teaching something that you have already mastered in your own life. So what is your story and how did that help you transcend your own limits and heal yourself?
Yeah, I think, thank you. And my story is that I came from a chaotic background, like probably many people have, you know, we all have our challenges to overcome. And what's interesting also about story is that we can easily get lost in that and have that be the thing that defines us and we get to choose in which way. So am I going to be like lost in what element of my story? The fact that I struggled, that I had many things to overcome, or the fact that I had many things to overcome and I did, and what's on the other side of that. So like many, I'm sure, I had many challenges to overcome. You know, I experienced different layers of trauma and abuse, and all of those things helped to color how I navigate business, or mm-hmm. because they all relate to business. Infusing compassion and infusing being solution-oriented instead of stuck in the problem it's, okay, this is the problem and this is the challenge, then what are the tools that we can use to overcome that and create or navigate a solution? And sometimes that requires innovation, like, oh, we're going to pair all of these different tools together to create a solution. Or, you know what, we're not really finding something that is providing the results that I'm looking for. So how can I get into creativity to come up with that solution? And so first it started off with just a healing journey for me, not just a healing journey. It was really necessary really to be able to survive. You know, if you're stuck in trauma and chaos and you're stuck in a mindset that is having you spiral out of control and feel like you're having no power in your life, to me, it's a requirement that I needed to find my way out of that to be able to create stability and clarity in my life. And I wasn't necessarily, I mean, I think I've always been an entrepreneur at heart, and that I've always been more interested in creating my own work environment.
Yeah.
Which isn't to say there hasn't been a lot of value in working in different corporate structures and settings, because I was able to learn different frameworks and also just how to interact with coworkers and expectations, and also what it means to be an employee. When I had my own employees, I was really grateful for having been an employee, because I got to reflect on how it was I was interacting with the people I was working with. And was I being clear in my communication? And was I being demeaning or demanding or short? And if there was a problem, was I taking responsibility for that and really leading in my behavior and taking responsibility for everything? And if there is a breakdown in communication or something's not done the way that I thought that I had explained it, then how could I be better? So I found working in a corporate setting really helpful for me to reflect on how I was showing up based on how I was being, how the communication was happening within the corporate setting that I was working for or in. So yeah, responsibility just becomes really important. So that again leads back to the healing journey of, I can choose to be lost in something. I can choose whatever definition I'm giving the experience, and I chose to lead more with change and empowerment and look for what the gifts or what the opportunities.
The beautiful thing I find about the challenges is that the way we overcome them, the kind of person we become we overcome those challenges, we can always use them in our own life and in our careers, in our business, in very beautiful, authentic ways. So this is so beautiful. Like, it's so important. And when we say our story, when we talk about our story, we own that story, right? We are not anymore ashamed of it. We are not anymore, you know, turned down with it. So it's all about owning it, owning our power, and talking about our story with a sense of authenticity, with a sense of pride, and with a sense of honesty. So this makes us, you know, so much beautiful person.
Yeah, exactly. And I think in business, we always want to come off as like polished and perfect and so successful. And those are great, wonderful things. And it's only a part of having a business. Yeah. There's a lot of failure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of trial and error. There's a lot of like being human, like a lot of mistakes and figuring it all out. And that's just as important as the polished and, you know, seemingly perfect image that we're wanting to portray, is the bumps in the road part, because everybody is also going to face that. So how can we share the authentic journey and then still be, you know, what the end result is, because all of it is true every step along the way.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host, Matt Heslin, brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
Imagine a healing and coaching experience in the magical Bali, Indonesia. Light yoga, healthy foods, simple meditations, conscious living, inner healing, a ton of interesting activities, plus coaching sessions on creating your career success blueprint, mindset shifts, including your money mindset and peak performance. You would come back with fresh new confidence and positive power with your very own success blueprint to make a true difference at your work, impact the world around you, and make much, much more money in your career. It's happening on various dates starting October this year, and I would love for you to be a part of it. Visit my website, www.authorhina.com, to know more about this luxury retreat. You'd come back as a different person. I promise you that. Lenny, you could do that. You could share your story with honesty, with clarity, and you had a lot of courage to do that, right? But not everyone wants to share their personal story, especially in the corporate world. We usually keep our dark or weak sides to ourselves and never share with others. Why people do that, in your opinion, and what would you like to say to them, to these corporate leaders who don't want to share their personal stories or experiences with anybody around, especially at the workplace?
Well, yeah, I think that was the culture. That was what was acceptable. You know, we definitely evolved within our social structures, and it was the norm, and it was unacceptable in the past to infuse your personal life into your business. And so I can understand the hesitancy, because it has been a part of our culture. Mm-hmm. But our culture is shifting, and the consumers are shifting, and what it is that they are requiring from the businesses that they're buying from is different. And so if you are really interested in looking at what the trends are, then that is definitely a trend, and it's a great trend. It's a great trend to be looking at businesses that are more ethical, businesses that are more authentic, people and the people behind them. So it's not just like this facade of, you know, this is what I want my business to represent, and here is, here's all of the flash. Here's what I want you to think. That's cool. That's called branding, and that's fun, and we can do that. But people are waking up to the fact that, and interested in the fact of, who are the people behind that, the brand. And it's becoming intertwined. So who you are as the business person, who you are as the executive, is becoming just as important as what your brand is and what your brand is representing. So I think it's just a smart business decision. I mean, in terms, for the people that might feel a little bit hesitant, if they're really researching and on trend, then that would be, you know, the way that they'd want to go. But more on like a spiritual or personal level, it's just the way to go, because that is what feels the best, and quite honestly is the best. We're selling authenticity, because that's what people are looking for, because we're evolving as human beings.
Yeah, so I can think of LinkedIn many years ago, when people were not sharing their personal pictures, or they're not talking about their personal stuff, and it was purely professional. And when somebody, you know, posted a cat picture or a dog picture, it was like, you know, it was a kind of taboo or something, was not looked upon, you know, very nicely, or people used to judge these kind of a post in that. But then today it has dramatically changed. Like, now we can be ourselves on social media, like LinkedIn, though it's a professional platform, but then we can be ourselves. We can talk about our personal life. So it's like, we don't have that personal and professional life totally different. It's like, we are just one, we are just real one. And we have some flaws, we have some, great qualities, and we talk about our personal stuff, we talk about our professional stuff. And that is all, like, you know, a blend of it is making us human.
Exactly. And the real, you know, there is
behind the brand. Yeah.
With how you share your personal stuff, yeah. You know, you're not sharing everything about your life, but you're sharing the fact that it's not perfect.
Yes.
The journey hasn't been perfect, that the business isn't perfect, that you're not perfect, that there are challenges and obstacles, mm-hmm. and that we can overcome them. It's being a leader. It's being an inspiration. It's showing that raw authenticity. It's not just like, yeah. you know, opening up your entire personal life and every aspect of your personal life to the public or to other businesses or to your customers or consumers. It's just adding that element of humility and authenticity.
Yeah, you're very right. I totally agree with that. Lenny, in what ways can leaders enhance their leadership capabilities by sharing their stories?
Leaders lead.
Yeah.
Leaders lead. So you're leading by creating the next step in innovation and evolution. So now is the time that things are shifting. Mm-hmm. And where do you want it to go? So if you want to grow in your leadership, then you have to lead.
Yes, and right. And I also think that when yeah. we tell our story in an authentic way, with yeah. honesty, yes, there's a risk of being judged. And a lot of times we hate to be vulnerable, right? We don't want to show ourselves in weak positions, especially as corporate leaders. But when we find the courage and comfort to do that, we can much, much more strongly and authentically share our business vision, our career vision with our team, and they can emotionally, connect with that vision, with that dream. So of course, as a result, their performance goes up and everybody wins at the end of it.
Yeah. When people resonate with you as a human yeah. being, they're rooting yeah. for you. And when they're rooting for you, they're putting in 110%. They're not yeah. just there for the paycheck, or they're not even just there for the product. They're there for the whole experience, when they're also rooting for you as a human being and how you're showing up and how you're leading, then that becomes a whole other level of respect and interaction with your audience and with your employees. So if you want somebody to show up for you, you show up for them.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. It's all about emotionally connect with them by sharing a part of your life which they need to know, or maybe it's more, it's more inspiring for people to hear about.
Yes, exactly. Knowing that everyone has struggled, or knowing yeah. their particular challenges and how they overcame them, that's what people are one rooting for, but that's what people are also wanting to be. So if I'm experiencing that same challenge right now in as a customer or within my business growth and development, and I've heard from you that you experienced somewhat of a similar challenge and you were able to overcome that with grace,
yeah,
with success, with integrity, I'm going to be really inspired by that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to look to you as the leader, as my leader, and I am going to develop a different relationship with your product. So really everybody wins.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Now, as we talked about, like, people are not willing to talk about their personal stories in the first place. Okay. Now, after, for example, we assume that they are now willing to do that. Okay. And they want to share their story with their teams, with their, with the people around them, with their professional network. So now, what would be your best 3 tips when they are ready to share their story? How can they do that?
Well, first of all, you might not be ready, but mm-hmm. and that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever feel completely ready, because it can always feel uncomfortable, and that's okay. So you don't have to feel ready in order to share your story. But if it mm-hmm. feels right,
yeah,
then it's time. Again, it's a story really about how you had a particular challenge or obstacle and how you overcame it. It's not that's an appropriate story to be sharing, providing some sort of direction or inspiration for your clients or your coworkers. Mm-hmm. And work with somebody, play with it, read it off. to a friend, family member, a colleague. Practice until it feels right and authentic to you and not just like you're trying to share a story. Yeah. I know that's how it felt like for me at first, that, well, how do I pick a story? And I should say this one because this is really great. If you're saying I should, then it's probably the wrong story. Just go with whatever one really feels authentic in your heart. Like, oh, probably the one that feels the most uncomfortable. Like, this is a challenge I'm kind of not willing to share because it feels embarrassing, or if I'm afraid of what people are going to think because you still feel uncomfortable about it. That's probably the best one to share. Mm-hmm. But again, practice and just have courage. And again, lead, because that's what it means to be a leader.
And I would also like to add here that just be yourself, just be real, right? And what needs to come out in order to inspire your team, that comes straight from your life experience. Mm-hmm. That is the best one to share.
Yes, exactly. It has to be from your life and your experience. It has to be your challenge, and it has to be the thing that you overcame. And how did you do it? And what did that mean to you? And was it easy, or did you keep falling down? I know along my journey, it wasn't easy at all. I fell down so many times. It wasn't quick. It was pretty long and drawn out from my perspective anyway. It took a lot of failing, a lot of lying to myself, a lot of trying to figure it out, and then reflecting on it, for me to be able to finally get to the point where it started to make sense and I was able to overcome those challenges or obstacles. And then there are still ones that I'm working through. So it's not this idea of trying to show yourself as perfect. It's just showing your strength and courage as a human being and a leader.
Yes, and it takes a lot of reflection work where you reflect on your life, and you understand, you know, your own life journey, and you give it a kind of not just mental thought, but then something from your heart, where you understand things like how you felt at that time, you know, when you were facing a certain challenge, and when you were overcoming that challenge, how did it feel like, and what did you do, and what exactly helped you go further that challenge. So I think that takes a lot of reflection. So it's always important to take some time, about, you know, half an hour or maybe 20 minutes every week, and sit with yourself and find out, like, you know, just try to see inside of you and get things out of your heart straight.
There's a good practice to do every day, actually. Yeah. What did I do really well today? And take those moments to celebrate that, because we definitely don't do that enough. It's really important to point out what's working. And then it's also important to ask yourself another question, what could I have done better? So if you're always looking at those two things, that's going to help you refine your processes and procedures and policies, which are really important within a business framework. So what did I do well today, and what needs work? And by the end of the week, you'll keep refining and refining yourself and your team and your business with just those two questions.
Yeah, that makes sense. Lenny, what's the best way to work with you?
The best way to work with me is just go to my website, laine.com, L-A-I-N-N-E, and you can book a free call. So I have a free call for podcast listeners, and I will help you out with two different things. We'll come up with a little bit of a strategy for you, and I will be able to either continue to work with you or recommend other people for you to work with, because really the goal is that you get to be your best self. And you get to keep investing in yourself and find the right people that you resonate with. And that's my goal and mission, just for you to be living your bigger mission and to help, you know, give you the correct tools so that you can do that with ease and grace and joy and flow.
Beautiful. And I'm going to include your contact information in the show notes section so that people can find you there and reach out to you, book a consultation call with you, and benefit from your expertise. Thank you very much for being here today, and I really thoroughly enjoyed this conversation.
Thank you so much for having me. Me too.
Now, aren't you inspired to tell your unique tale, break free, and go beyond your limits? And are you willing to share your story with the world? Connect with me on LinkedIn and let me know. That's it for now. Until next time, stay empowered, stay authentic, and keep making a positive impact in your corporate journey. Cheers. If you loved what you heard, don't forget to hit subscribe, share the wisdom, and throw in a cheeky review.